Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live, Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you. And it is time for Tailgate Friday, presented by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York, the official health care plan of the Buffalo Bills. And speaking of plans, we read your plans for tailgating in advance of Sunday's game between the Bills and the Ravens. This one from George: Chevetta wings on the smoker. How about that?
Pretty good.
I don't think, you know, even though Buffalo is known for both wings and Chevettas, I have never seen them combined and on the smoker.
It's a great idea.
I would be very interested to see how those turn out. You get a little char.
I'm not even hungry and I want to eat those.
You get a little char on them, you know?
Oh, I'm totally with you. I'm going to try it.
That would be good. Excellent submission there by George.
Somebody do that for us.
I'm not sure. Rachel chimes in and says, we will be camping chili, stuffed banana peppers, and cheesy bread, all cooked over an open fire, washed down with some Oktoberfest. Well done there.
Very nice.
That's
a camping.
That is a strong fall camping menu.
That is far from roughing it.
It is not. That might be considered glamping.
That's glamping.
Quite frankly.
No matter how you're sleeping, that's glamping.
I'm actually making some chili tonight.
Are you?
Oh yeah, I'm getting it rolling, Steve.
There you go, man.
It's chili season.
It was like 37 last night.
Did it get that low?
That's where it was over in EA. Yeah.
Wow.
It was down. It's down in the low 40s at night. So it's definitely that time of year for chili. Yeah.
From Foucha, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. At home for the game, probably making homemade pizzas. Okay.
Do you make your own crust? I guess you're Italian. You kind of have to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I roll it real thin too.
You like thin?
Yeah. Well, New York,
like New York
I'm
style.
New York, yeah.
Yeah.
I New get York it. Style pizza.
See, I'm like that. I'm kind of like that too.
I make the margarita now though, because I'm growing basil
really?
In my backyard.
Oh, yeah, with the raw mozzarella and stuff.
Well, you throw that on, yeah. And then that's melted. Yeah, but
yeah.
You just throw little discs of
right.
mozzarella on there. I'll cut off the ball, and you know, you just drop that all on there. Then you cook it, and then you put the basil on after.
Right. Nice.
But I got basil growing in
yeah,
my
I'm,
garden. It's almost. Dead now.
Yeah, I'm a thin crust guy too. I'm not a bread guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, homemade pizzas are the way to go.
Steve chimes in with crab cakes this week. Steve, I am very mixed on the whole crab cake scene.
I've been to Baltimore for games.
Yeah,
in the
me
press
too.
Box. I've gotten the VIP treatment where they bring, you know, they got them and you bring them in. I'm a hard no.
Yeah, and I am a no too, and I'm going to tell you why. I want to say it was 2007, 8, 9, somewhere in there.
You get a bad crab cake.
I am in the press box. They're serving crab cakes at halftime.
Right.
They look perfectly good.
Yeah.
It went down real easy. I'm on the plane ride home, and my stomach's talking to me.
Yeah.
Like,
I got you.
It's basically telling me that was a mistake. Now, fortunately, I did get home before I got sick, but
right.
It was all because of the crab cake.
Crab
so
cakes,
I'm a little mixed on crab cakes.
It's a little bit. Yeah, I'm not a crab cake.
Not a huge
guy.
Fan of them.
Now, I know there are people who love them, and I get it. Okay, cool. That's fine. I'm not a fan.
I think the edibility of the crab cake is completely dependent on the sauce that you dip it in. You know, that orange. What do they call that sauce for crab cakes?
Tartar sauce.
Is it like a
I don't know.
Spice tartar or something?
I don't know.
I don't even know. But, yeah, crab cakes are, you know, I can do without them, and I'm fine, to be honest.
Yeah.
Jack, our last submission for Tailgate Friday, had to work for both primetime games, so that's week one and week two. Went to Miami for week three, looking forward to drinking Oktoberfest and eating chili while watching in my garage. I think that's going to be a very – popular approach. Number one, it's October, so people are cracking open those. Number two, as we said, it's chili season.
Yes.
So
it's time, and it's good too because we just got the right amount of chili. I mean, like coolness in the air for
crisp.
This game.
It's
right?
crisp.
Everybody's like, oh, you know what's my so yeah, let's do it for the game. It's perfect timing. It's perfect timing. So, but the Oktoberfest is, yeah, that's the easy go to, and yeah, it's just this home game. You got a road game in Baltimore. Not really the destination that Miami is, or the traditional stop for Miami game. This is kind of he's right. It's for the first one, you get a Sunday afternoon at one where you're not. Most people didn't go to the game, but still,
yeah,
it's a nice setup, I think, for this. And chili is by far the favorite.
Now, do you when you make chili? Well, you got a big family, so you probably always make a lot. In my house, me and my son are the only ones that eat chili.
Yeah.
But I still make at least 2 pounds worth. And then
yeah.
if I have a lot left over, I'll freeze some of it, and then I'll leave the rest in the fridge for leftovers and have it for lunch
when I make it in those situations, it's a vat of chili.
Yeah.
And then what I'll have to do sometimes is pull out a smaller pan, just dip out into a smaller saucepan.
Spoon out
lightweights who don't like it spicy, and then I throw in the habaneros and the jalapenos and the hot stuff.
Yeah.
So I make really one small batch that's a little bit medium or less, and then I throw in the hot stuff in the big vat.
So that is Tailgate Friday, presented by Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York, the official healthcare plan of the Buffalo Bills. Speaking of health, Mike McDaniel is addressing the media in his day after press conference, and as you might expect, he is being grilled on the concussion situation involving Tua. And I'm going to read you a couple of quotes. These are courtesy of our good friend Armando Salguero from Outkick.com. And McDaniel apparently said, quote, I have 100% conviction in our process regarding our players. I wouldn't have put him out there if there was any indication the previous hit Sunday could affect last night. Second comment from him on why the team felt comfortable playing Tua. Quote, there was no medical indication from all resources. If there would have been anything lingering with his head, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I prematurely put someone out there in harm's way. Well, then all I can tell you is your medical team failed you. That's all I can tell you.
Well, so did your own eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief. The guy... it's easy to go back and second guess because there's nothing that says Tua might have gotten a concussion last Sunday and then skated through the game last night unscathed, and we all forget about it and go on with our lives. But the simple fact of the matter is he didn't, and that's why the protocols were in place exactly for this scenario. And you didn't get lucky, and you got a quarterback now, and it was I heard this and I kind of poo-pooed it at first, but it's really true. If this was Tua, it's one thing. What if it was, the backup wide receiver? What if it was a backup tight end? What if it was a guard, a backup guard or somebody? You think they play that guy? Are they as careful with him or as uncareful with him as they were with their starting quarterback? I don't know if you get the same answer.
Yeah. Speaking of concussion protocol, and I'll give credit where it is due again, Joe Biscaglia from The Athletic spoke to Ryan Bates in the locker room. As we mentioned, he was practicing out there today without a red non-contact jersey. And he said that Ryan Bates told him he is out of the concussion protocol and prepared to play on Sunday for the Bills. So that's an update there. Final thing, ESPN's Kimberly Martin was talking to John Harbaugh, Baltimore Ravens head coach. She asked him about concussions, and Harbaugh said he was, quote, astonished by what he saw last night with Tua, and added that he could not believe what he saw last week either. It's nice to know there's a voice of reason out there somewhere.
Well, there's more than one, and I get it, too. 31 teams are going to pile on the Dolphins right now.
I think they should. Sorry.
The simple fact of the matter is, when the guy got up and staggered, after never grabbing his back, never going back to where it hurt, never grabbing it or thinking that it might be a back injury or anything other than the head injury, right when it happened, he reached up to his head and his face mask to try and, steady himself, and shook his head twice when he got up once and then took a couple of steps and shook it again and then staggered to the ground. All of that that I just described in the protocols that I'm thinking about and the way I understand it is a absolute disqualification for that game. Guy can't play anymore, yeah. Period. End of. It's not even a question.
It's known as a no-go.
The player no-go.
Cannot go any further in that game.
But yet, one series later...
He missed three plays.
Yeah, one series later, he's back in like nothing happened.
We have to take a break here. When we come back, second hour of the show will be kicked off by our good friend, senior producer from NFL Films, Greg Cosell, to join us and discuss the X's and O's of this matchup between the Bills and the Ravens. He's coming up next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.